Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to Beauty News. This is the 9th of April edition. We're
going
to be talking about some new stuff, some updates, just to sort of catch up. And we might be playing catch up next Friday as well.
Yeah, so we weren't here on Friday, so we normally upload twice a week. Mm-hmm. So we always feel like we're behind when we don't. So yeah. Today's episode, we're talking about updates, also sort of bigger, more urgent news, and then we'll leave everything else for Friday. Yeah. So we're kind of just going to go in alphabetical order here, because if anything is not really interesting, it's going to be saved for Friday. So that's the way it's going. All right. So in one of the last videos, we mentioned that we had hit 300,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, guys. We love you. And we were thinking about a good giveaway idea. Mm. Now, we are pretty lazy.
We are very lazy.
We also live in Australia, so we're like on the other side of the world and things take ages to ship. So what we decided we'll do is run a giveaway, and the winner can order up to $100 worth of products from Beautylish. Mm-hmm. We'll organise it, pay for it, just tell us what you want, we'll add it to the cart, and we'll get it shipped out to you. We thought that's probably the safest way, easiest with shipping. They ship to heaps of countries and there's heaps of brands on there. So you can pick what you want, up to $100 in value, which is good. So yeah, it's just going to be really simple. There'll be a link in the description box below if you want to enter. It'll be open for a couple of weeks. If you're listening to this via the podcast, you can also enter, and there'll be a link in the information part where we usually have like the timestamps for the things we talk about, so mm-hmm. it's open to everyone, and there'll just be a few, like a mandatory thing, like follow our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And a few extra Rafflecopter options if you want to get more entries. It'll be open internationally. If you're over if you're under 18, do get your parents or guardian's permission before we get your address.
Yeah.
Because that's what the kicker is. If you win and you giving out your address if you're underage,
yeah, you need parents' permission.
Yeah. Yeah. So, simple. Check it out. Details below.
We're going to start with something that's pretty old news.
Yeah.
It's April Fool's stuff. So, we always talk about April Fool's stuff. But it was a bugger because our last episode went up on the 2nd of April.
Yeah.
But we had to film it in advance, obviously.
Also, 2nd of April is technically the US 1st of April. Yeah. So even when we had it up, things were starting to roll out.
Yes.
But there were a few things that I'm sure there was more out there, but these were the only things that we personally noticed. The one that I think is the, not funniest, but funniest, like, it ended up
pretty
being
pretty fucking funny.
It ended up being pretty funny, was Tarte decided to show a new Tartlet palette.
Yeah.
Now, they showed this on their Insta story, and it was called the Icy Bitch, which, you know, I get the name's not the best. But it is in the, like, tartlet form, and then it's got, like, a very, very light blue-white. And then it's got various blues and greens, mattes and shimmers. And a lot of people were living for this. They're like, finally, a Tarte palette that I actually want to buy. And then it came out that this was their April Fool's joke. Now, I don't know why they think that this is a joke when all they've been doing over the last few years is regurgitate warm-toned nude eyeshadows in a palette, like the same shades over and over again. Finally, they released something that people are like, this is different. This is kind of cool. And they're like, lol, just kidding. It's April Fool's.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Their whole collection is fucking April Fool's.
This is the only thing that was like, a lot of people were just like, this is the only thing that's actually piqued my interest in years.
Yes,
and
I know.
This was a joke.
I know.
Shows how off they are with what's currently not trending, because this type of eyeshadow is not trending.
But
it's forward thinking.
It is forward thinking. They've got no fucking clue about how to be different.
Yeah.
They're just regurgitating the same old shit. They're like, oh, people like warm palettes. Let's make another one.
Yeah.
Fucking snore.
Yeah.
My goodness. Seriously, the first brand to bring out a blue palette like this,
yeah,
they will make sales.
Yeah. But I thought this was a cool thing because it's balanced well for an eyeshadow
palette.
It's got a nice mix of, you know, mattes and shimmers, and also a nice mix of sort of greens and more purpley blues.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually get, like, this would work really well with some of the other palettes. So I don't know why they were making this out to be, if you like this, haha, you're a joke. Also, I just found it really weird. There were some colours in here, Shiver and Bi. I want them. I'm like, I want them.
Honestly, I don't know why they think that this is a funny joke. It's because it's not.
It's not.
Your whole collection is a funny joke.
Yeah, and this is the one thing that was promising. But I noticed that kind of theme throughout the rest of the April Fool stuff. They weren't actually funny.
Oh.
Like, Astralis in Australia. Astralis is an Australian brand, and they decided to show a cocktail collection of their Velour lips, which are their liquid lipsticks. And they were like, new Velour lips cocktail collection featuring the cocktail colours and scents of Sex on the Peach, Mojito, Pina Colada, and Blue Lagoon.
100% tropical feel, 0% alcohol content.
But I'm like, how is that a joke?
Oh, fuck.
Do you know the only reason I knew that this was a joke? Because this is not actually real. This is like a drawn image instead of marketing photos.
Yeah.
And that was the only reason I was like, this is not a real
thing. I think the funniest thing about this collection is these could actually be in the Velour lips range because this is just the kind of crap that Astralis brings out.
This looks like they just did it a bit late for summer. That's all it looks like.
I know.
Anyway, we also had Brow Potion number 9 Brow Perfume from Benefit. So
this is so far-fetched that it, like, you can't even pretend to maybe be April Fooled by it.
Well, I think that's a thing, though. I found that most people, like Trend Mood and a lot of big accounts, were talking about the Tarte thing as though it's, oh my god, new Tarte lip palette.
Yeah.
And then they had to go edit, this is just an April Fool's thing, because I think they must have shown it, and then there was a delay between when it was announced as being an April Fool's.
So Tarte did well with actually fooling people.
That's true. But
this Brow Potion number 9, Brow Perfume.
Yeah.
Brow Perfume.
And they're saying it's notes of vanilla, LA smog, and hot Cheeto dust. Another one that confused people was actually...
It's not actually,
funny. No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. These aren't actually funny.
It's terrible.
But another thing that actually fooled a lot of people was the Huda Beauty Desert Dusk Sand. 100% real sand. And I think she did like a tongue-in-cheek video to go along with this.
Did she?
Yeah. But because this was shown on the Huda Beauty website, like a coming soon, and had the price, and it had like a detailed description of it.
So she actually like...
Yeah, she put it on the website before she actually showed it on Instagram. And people were like... That, you know, when people have been tagged into things and like the news accounts are just like, OMG, who's doing this? So, and so people actually thought this was real as well. Okay, one that I did like, I thought the beer bath bombs from Lush was a cool little video. So they showed a guy picking up a 6-pack of bath bombs that are shaped like beer bottles. So yeah, it shows him taking the 6-pack home and then running a bath and putting one of the bath bombs in the bath and it turning the bath into beer. Now, I thought that was a really cool idea.
Like that.
I thought that was cool. And there was part of me that was torn because I was like, I would love something to just turn a massive amount of water into beer or alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's great. But then if you're bathing in it, I'm like, you're getting
that's
your like gross parts in it. So I was torn.
Yeah.
I was like, I love it, but
I want
this to be a thing, but I don't want it to be a thing. So yeah, that was all that we've seen, but I'm sure there were more brands doing sneaky April Fool's things.
Good on them. I kind of like them. Like some of them are inventive and funny. And now we're even seeing brands shoot themselves in the foot by not creating their April Fool's joke.
But they could have seen it as being testing the waters for the reactions.
True.
Let's just put it out there like a joke.
Yeah.
So if people don't like it, haha, it's a joke. But if people do like it, haha, it's a sneak peek.
It's real.
It's real.
Oh my God, I swear to God, if they actually bring out that palette, I'm disowning them. But let's get into some news. We've got something here from Belladonna's Cupboard. This is the Cthulhu palette. And it is... colourful. It's a colourful palette. Lots of greens.
April Fools.
No. Yeah. Greens, blues, purples, reds, oranges, and then, you know, grey, white, black, and sort of a
tanny mustard colour. Yep.
So there's that, and also a really awkward looking brush set.
Yeah, but this is kind of cool though, because if you have them all, it could look like a sea monster.
It could.
Which could be kind of cool. And yeah. It's also a makeup bag as well.
I really like this makeup bag.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool.
So the brushes are $20 on pre-order. The makeup bag is $15 and the palette is also on pre-order, $69. I think it would normally be $79 and the brush set will normally be $30. So if you pre-order them, you get $10 off each of those. But one thing that's interesting, so they're super limited edition, so you get them if you're interested, but also 20% of the sales from the products will be donated to Black Lives Matter and the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. So 10% will be going to each. So if you want to support those causes, support this brand.
All right. So we've got some more information about the Benefit 3D Brow Tones mm-hmm. in the colored formulas. So there's going to be 5 new colored shades. Looks like one is that gold?
Yeah, I think that was the rumored one, gold. There's right. like a dark blue, a teal, a kind of pinky purple, and a darker purple. So you can see if you sort of zoom in or look closely. We talked about what 3D brow tones do when we saw the original sneak peek, and a lot of people were expecting them to be a bold brow product, but we're saying that these sort of are a tinted gel that sort of adds dimension to your already done brows. And you can see that that's what this pretty much does. It adds some colour, but not like a bold Kat Von D pomade colour that
they're
we'll be talking about.
They're not designed to like fill in the brows with colour. They're designed to add a hint of colour to the hair.
And probably a little bit of shimmer as well, because the other ones have a slight like fine shimmer that adds a little bit of dimension to the brow hairs.
Bite Beauty, we've got some more shades from the Astrology Collection.
I'm pumped for this.
So we've had January, February, March, and we're into April. And we are seeing the Taurus shade.
Yep.
$26 limited edition, and these will be available at the end of April.
I'm so pumped for this because I'm a Taurus, and this sort of cool-toned, purpley nude.
Mm-hmm.
Great colour. I probably have 15 of these colours already, but I want it. I want it. I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Bite have also bringing out, a Spice collection. So these are the Amuse Bouche lipsticks inspired by Spice Markets. So we've got Smoked Za'atar. Is that correct? Don't know.
Sure.
Lit Turmeric, Saffron Fire, and Pink Salt.
They're nice colours. I don't see that these, for me, are particularly inspired by Spice Markets. Like, Saffron isn't a purpley mauve. Saffron, it's a bright orangey red, and then if you put it in something, it turns it yellow. Yeah. So I don't see... I feel like that they've just created colours and thought, let's make a collection out of it. But
how do we make a warm tone, berry tone collection and make it seem different?
Yeah. But I don't.
Pretty much.
Pink Salt isn't like brick red.
No, it's actually a really, really beautiful shade of pink.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. So yeah, I'm finding this a little bit confusing, but you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Even the turmeric shade, I'm like, turmeric's not coral, but okay.
No, it's not. It's like mustard coloured.
Don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, make it look like spices. If you're having a spice market. Oh, I don't get it.
I know.
I'm so colourful today and I'm like, I don't get it. What are you doing with your colours? All right, while we were away, Colourpop had announced and released a bunch of single eyeshadows and also new Ultra Satin lips. And I find this quite exciting because this is very affordable. The shades are really, really beautiful. And I love the Ultra Satin lip when it comes to their liquid lip kind of coloured products. So these are for spring. There's 24 new pressed powder eyeshadows, $4 each in the pan or $5 in the compact. Mm-hmm. Super, super affordable. Beautiful colours here. You can see them all swatched. What is this cut-offs? Gorgeous.
I know.
They've got beautiful, beautiful kind of, yeah, just fun colours. Mm-hmm. Then they've also got 14 new Ultra Satin lips, $6.50 each. So once again, really, really pretty, fun colours. You can see the shades here. They're mainly lean, corally pinks and reds.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of purples and some pinky kind of nudes in there as well. So these are all fun colours. And I think it's a nice way to inject
colour
into the inner affordable way.
Yeah.
I do find it strange though that a few months ago they did a big cull with their single eyeshadows and got rid of a lot of these colours.
And now
they're bringing them back.
I do wonder if it's just an excuse to reformulate.
Probably.
Because if they say, oh, we are reformulating, then people go, okay, so you know there was a problem. But if they just cull
and then re-release a better formula. It's easier. Marketing way to do it. Also, if they reformulate, a lot of people go, wait, the ones I bought weren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's some nice colours here. But so those, were announced and already released.
I love this collection. So good.
Yeah, and then they've also announced a new large empty palette. So this came out on Friday. So if you wanted to buy a bunch of those singles, put them in a palette, you've got a new large palette to do that with. And that is the ColourPop news.
We love ColourPop.
Go, you good thing, ColourPop.
We've got a collaboration here between Estée Lauder and Violet. She is a French makeup artist. Don't know if that's how we actually say her name, but that's what I'm going with. So it looks like there is a face palette which has blush and a bronzer,
mm-hmm.
and a Quint eyeshadow palette and a couple of lipsticks. Is that a chubby brow crayon? Oh dear God.
No, it looks like a metallic
crayon
okay, eyeshadow. Yeah.
It's a jumbo crayon in Terre d'Or, I think. Cream illuminator, soft glow balm, a pale pink flush of hydration for lips and cheeks. And that's it. It's coming April the 7th to the UK and then worldwide on May the 15th.
Yeah, so there's two types of lip products in here. There's two bullet lipsticks and one liquid lipstick. And they're all in reds. So two bright reds and one dark red. So beautiful kind of
It's a very classic looking collection.
Yeah.
It's very Estée Lauder.
All right, Glass House. These are our favourite candles, so we like to mention them. They've brought out a new candle for Mother's Day. This is Casablanca, and it's got notes of blackberry, vanilla, creamy musk, and raspberry. It also says velvet musk and bergamot, so I guess it's a combination of all of those. It's got beautiful limited edition packaging. It looks like it's got a holographic kind of, I don't know, sticker or something on the...
The pattern on the jar. Yeah.
Looks gorgeous. So these are nice for Mother's Day if you want to pick one up. Available now.
Pretty affordable too. They're usually only about $50 for those large candles.
Yeah. So. I think it's $46.
Okay.
$95. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. We've had reports that Gwen Stefani is coming out with a new cosmetics line. It's going to be called... Paint. People are saying paint. I don't think it's paint. I think it's patent.
Patent. It sounds like it makes more sense. Well, paint sounds like it makes sense for makeup. But...
Patent doesn't, but...
But then, it could be patent leather or, that kind of... I don't know. And these articles, this is from Allure magazine, they're saying that it's... presumably pronounced paint. So they just trademarked paint cosmetics, paint beauty, and paint by Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people think it's coming. Whether it's coming anytime soon or not, I don't know.
Trademarks don't mean jack shit until you've actually got product.
Yeah, or they're just protecting an idea. Yeah, but, that's that.
All right. We've got some little mini sets from Huda Beauty.
Yeah.
So these are her liquid matte lipsticks. We've got an Au Naturel nudes set, which is just varying shades of nudes.
Yeah.
Blush Nudes, which is nudes but with more of like a pinky or orangey tone to them.
Mm-hmm.
Power Pinks, which, as you can imagine, are pink and purple tones.
But these are more, once again, dusty nudes.
Yeah,
they're not. They are. They're not bright pinks.
No, no. And yeah, they're available now.
So these are just combinations of some of her best-selling lip products in the line. So if you've got a lot of the full-size versions, you probably won't need these. But if you want to try them out in mini packs instead of buying a full one, this is a good way to go. And like Hayley said, available now.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, this is an interesting update.
Yeah, I like this. So we did show an image of her looking very orange. And a makeup artist was talking about how he's been using a particular bronzer and loving it. Mm-hmm. And it's meant to be her product. It's not her product. It's Inglot's product.
It is indeed.
She's doing a collaboration with Inglot, which I love. And it's going to be massive.
70 items.
70 fucking items. What the hell? So this collection is going to contain powders, lipsticks, lip glossy lip gloss. Oh, God. Viva Las Lashes mascara.
I don't know if this is copied correctly or not. Or maybe, I don't know.
There's also going to be an eyeshadow palette. Three eyeshadows plus a sculpting powder.
So those would be the pans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eyeshadows, eyelashes, palettes, blush, highlighters, and bronzers. So pretty much everything you could need.
Yeah. So 70 items ranging from $8.50 to $49, and the $49 would be the eyeshadow palette.
Yeah.
But I'm keen for this because I love Inglot, and I think this is a really good way for them to get some publicity because... Mm-hmm. They have done, like, the Chicago collection a few months ago, but they just put, like, Chicago on their existing products. So it wasn't super exciting, but they've got great products. It's a brand that I really, really support. So I'm happy to see them get some, like, I don't know, a big name behind it.
Yeah, I agree. I think they need that because they are a bit of an artistry brand. And... they have so many products that, like, anyone can go and buy. Like, you don't have to be an artist to use them. But I feel like their marketing hasn't really been great when it comes to getting their name out there to the masses.
With Inglot, I find that one of their biggest issues is they actually don't really put much effort into marketing at all. They do have Instagram accounts for each of their countries, but they don't really show much. They don't really regram when people use their products to really... encourage social media people to try them out or tag them or use their products. But they really do target the makeup artist kind of market, and they go to trade shows and stuff like that. But that's how I sort of got into Inglot, by going to IMATS and then buying things at a discount. But otherwise, the stores are pretty intimidating because they are chock-a-block full of product.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of go, I don't know what to buy. It's too,
where do,
like,
I start?
Yeah, where do I start? Mm. So I think if they can sort of make a collection that a lot of people can test out in a really sort of easy way, and then people realize the good quality of Inglot, they're going to come back and buy more. Mm-hmm. So I think this is great. But what I also love is the marketing colors.
Mm.
I think the teal background with the glowy bronzy skin and the red lip, spot on when it comes to trends.
Yeah.
Spot on. There's going to be some turquoisey color in there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one of their eyeliners, that I've got an eyeliner that turquoise color. It's my favorite eyeliner
ever. I'm actually a bit concerned that this is just going to be repackaged stuff.
It could. That's definitely a big issue, but I think that it would be a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
And that would show that Inglot aren't good at marketing, because if you're going to get J-Lo to be the face of a campaign, and like they said, the packaging's going to have J-Lo's signature on it, you want it to be something a little bit special.
A bit, yeah. Not something that you can just buy at any time of the year.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
anyway, this will be pre-sale April 17th. And then April 26th on their website, and in 755 global freestanding stores. What the fuck?
Do you know what, though? If there's cool stuff in there, I'm buying some.
Yeah. Good on them.
All right. Next, we've got some news from Jeffree Star. They've been shooting the summer collection. So there's some sneak peeks here. We can see there's a lot of gold and stuff going on. If you look at their eyeshadows, I don't know, reds, light blues, I don't know. But gold lips, gold face, gold outfits. We can see sort of, I don't know if this is like the backdrop or something, but it's got the Jeffree Star logo with, I'm going to say what looks like cream.
Mm-hmm. I think it's meant to be a creamsicle, like the icy pole down the bottom.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is like a creamsicle type collection. It's going to be quite, I think, sweet themed and gold. Mm-hmm. And then they have shown a gold highlighter, which is going to be in a new formula. So this is going to be a new formula highlighter, and you can see that it is definitely different in the pan. So it looks like a different formula. It's got a different star design, and I feel like this is because some of his last highlighters have all been like they all get hard pan,
they seal
over, and they're very chunky. So I think he's trying to change that by releasing new formula highlighters, mm-hmm. and the one that they were demonstrating was the gold one. So we'll see. But he's also been showing liquid frosts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a liquid highlighter, whether you can put on your body or your face or whatever. And this one looks like a kind of pearlescent purple color.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is just an update on the Kat Von D brows that are releasing on the 20th of April. So I just wanted to show you this because we have discussed how it seems quite annoying that there's no red shades, like redhead. Like, if you've got red hair, natural red hair, there's no shade in this range that will suit you. They have shown, like, a faux bleached brow where they've put, like, the blonde over darker brows to make a faux bleached look.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown the aubergine one, which is a beautiful purpley. It's a purpley brown, which, if you had brown hair or dark hair, you could get away with this just to add a little bit of color. They've got some like influences in here. So it's Mikey with this kind of custom green. It looks like a kind of khaki green color. This is someone, I don't know, but they've kind of made a sort of, I don't know, a soft, it's like a brown that goes to a pinky color to match her hair. So they're showing that you can really customize it. And the one that I thought was interesting was they've got Amy from Sugar Pill.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see on the back of this person's hand, they've got three colors that they've mixed to make her shade. So they've made the perfect shade to match her hair. But once again, you need to buy three of these. And I don't understand, like, I get it if you've got like a particular shade of turquoise you want to make, but you shouldn't have to buy three to make a standard redhead color.
I know. I actually really this collection really upsets me.
Yeah,
you've got like fucking 50 shades of blue, not really, but you've got multiple shades of different colors, but you haven't even created a shade for redheads. This like faux bleached thing, like, yeah, it's cool. But I think there's going to be more natural redheads out there who want a shade rather than the faux bleach look for a fucking photo shoot.
So we've got bright white. We've got one called bleach, which is that one that's like that faux bleach look. You've got a dirty sort of blonde, which is called blonde. You've got a taupe, which looks like blonde. You've got light brown, medium brown, which pretty much look the same. You got dark brown, which is slightly cooler than medium brown, walnut, which is like a blackened brown, graphite, which is like almost black, and then you've got vibrant colors. They didn't even attempt to call one redhead. I just find it really weird.
Speaking of Kat Von D, she's coming to Melbourne.
Yeah.
On Saturday, April 28th at 8 a.m.
Fuck that.
Yeah, no.
I'll be in bed.
Yeah, I will too, yeah. Sephora Melbourne Central.
Yeah.
So, starting from the 19th of April to the 27th of April, Beauty Pass members have early access to a wristband with any Kat Von D beauty purchase at any Sephora Melbourne store. Isn't there only one Melbourne?
No, they're talking about like Chadstone and
Chadstone
and High Point. Yeah.
or online at sephora.com.au. Use code KVDAUS in the promo code box. Non-Beauty Pass members can access wristbands with purchases starting on the 23rd of the 4th to the 27th. And limited wristbands will be available with purchases
on the day.
On the day, yes. So there you go.
So if you are in Melbourne like us and you wanted to meet Kat Von D, unlike us, we'll sleep.
Yep.
Then you can do that.
You can indeed.
Get your brows on. Ask her in person why she didn't make a redhead brow.
Yeah.
But this is actually interesting stuff. This is an update coming from Kat Von D. She has shown her 10th anniversary palette. Now, this we saw the outside of. We knew what the kind of art was going to be. But this is coming out 5th of May and we can now see what's inside. Now, this is kind of cool. I don't think everyone needs this, but I think that if you were wanting to delve into colour or you were sick of seeing the nude palettes with a pop of colour, then this is a palette that you should probably get behind because it does have some standard colours like a matte dark brown, like a matte off-white, and then it does have the warm shades like the matte red, orange, like a mustardy kind of yellow colour, a shimmery yellow, a light yellow. But then it goes into like the khaki green, the emerald green. It's got some soft kind of pinks. It's got purples, a sort of warm purple, a sort of like grey purple, sort of like a taupey grey, and then some interesting matte blues. So this is a cool way to inject some what I like to call wearable colour. Some of these are quite bold colours, but the way they've set it out, you could probably create some complete looks using these colours. If you're interested, check it out. Each shade is named after one of her muses. So someone was asking why they all have female names. The shades
she's
are not.
Got female muses.
Yeah.
I don't mind this palette. I think this is a little bit like a modern-day Mevita Loca palette. Maybe even a little bit more wearable. So
I think it's definitely more wearable, but it'll complement that as well because it's a little bit more toned down, whereas that was very, very vibrant.
Yeah.
Also, I love the compact packaging of it.
I think it's so much
the Mevita Loca is like as big as a bloody pizza box.
Yeah.
So this,
I love that there's no wasted space.
There's no waste. There's no, oh, here's an extra brush or something that you're never going to use.
Suck off with your stupid brushes.
Yeah, it is probably the best design. It's not like a palette that's this big like her metal matte palettes and stuff.
Oh, my God. That Serpentina palette, it's also like, it's so long and fat and chunky. Why? Because you wanted to put a pigment in it.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. So I think she's done a good job. And I think a lot of people, if they have a lot of coloured eyeshadows, they're going to be like, yawn, I don't need it. But if you were interested in trying either Kat Von D eyeshadows or coloured eyeshadows, I think it's an interesting one to check out.
It's a great palette. If you missed out on Mevita Loca, I would totally recommend that you get this, especially if you've wanted Mevita Loca because you missed out.
Yeah.
I think it's a smart palette.
I agree.
Yeah, I quite like it.
Mm. All right, we also have an update. Not really an update, it's news. But it's Project Chimps is back for good. So this, I should actually warn it today, I've got
Surprise.
So we like it when limited edition products are limited edition. Call me crazy. But if you've gone out of your way to buy something with the novelty or the urgency that it is limited edition. And I know a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people say, well, if you didn't want to buy it, don't buy it. But sometimes...
No, but the point is, I did want to buy it.
Yeah, I didn't
because it was limited edition and I want to own it.
Yeah, but if something's not limited edition, it will make you think twice or make you think, I'll come back later when there's a sale or, you know, when I'm a bit more flush with cash.
Yeah.
But often when things are called limited edition, people just go, I got to buy it now, otherwise I'll miss out. So often it encourages people to buy things without them, like, if they thought about it, they might have bought it later and then never got around to it.
Yep.
So I feel like it's a marketing ploy to make something limited edition and then to bring it back as a permanent. Like Becca do it all the time. Too Faced do it as well.
Yep.
They've been a bit better with it lately.
Too Faced have been better.
They have been better.
I think they heard the people's annoyance.
Yeah.
But Becca and Kat Von D are notorious for it.
Yeah. So this is one, I think it's only coming out on her website, as far as I'm aware. So it seems like she's been bringing back a lot of her Everlasting Liquid lipsticks, the shades that were limited edition, but they've brought them back as permanent on her website that does ship internationally. So this does have a portion of the proceeds going to Project Chimps, which is a great cause.
That is really good.
But I think when she originally released it, it was all the proceeds.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
portion.
Yeah, it's just a portion now. Yeah. So I think they've reduced it a bit. But I actually have this. It's a beautiful sort of... I would say it's like a... not, you know, like a fresh blood red that's sort of like a orangey, bright colour.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of looks like that. I should have worn it today instead of this weird colour, but...
Oh, my God.
Is it everywhere?
You go and look at your chin.
Oh, no.
Look at your chin.
Sorry, guys. I had to fix up my mess. This lip product is very cool, but it's very flaky. And you just have to talk and it will rain down. So,
she literally had little
blue specks on my chin, stuck in my chin oil. But, yeah, that is from Sugar Pill. So, I don't know.
All right, Kylie Cosmetics. We've got new Kyliners.
Mm-hmm.
These are eyeliner pencils, $10 each. We've got deep bronze, brown, and black. And then we have new lip liners. These are $12 each in the shades Mary Jo K, Malibu, Kristen, Coco K, Dolce K, and Candy K.
Yeah, so I think a lot of these were in lip kits or packs. And now they've made them individual. And permanent.
Yeah.
You can see the swatches of the eyeliners here as well.
They're just black is very black.
Very black. The brown is very bold. I like it. All right. They've also released some new lip kits. So these will be releasing the 10th of April. So when you're watching this, it will be in a day or two, depending where you live. But there are some interesting colours here. So you can see a little video of it playing. Some really bright pigmented shades there. They've also brought out the OG Trio, which is the original lip shades that they brought out, which were in the lip kits. Now they've just brought out the liquid lipsticks without the lip liners in a trio. So that set is $36 and it's available now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Lorac is bringing out a Pro Palette. It's going to be the Pro Palette number 4.
Yeah, so back in the day when we started sort of YouTube, and I know when we were kind of into the blogging scene, the Lorac Pro 1 and 2 were like...
smashed.
They just were like
fucking
the thing.
Everyone had them. If you didn't have them, you were nobody.
Yeah, it was like originally it was the Naked palettes and it went to the Lorac Pro palettes. So it was like everyone was like, what would you recommend? Naked or Lorac? Or Urban Decay Naked and Lorac Pro.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my God, the Pro is so amazing. And then it kind of died in the water and the third one came out and people were like, the formula's changed. It's not that great.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're bringing out a fourth. Mm. This one is, it looks like at the moment it's just a potato sort of pixelated, granulated photo. So I'm not too sure, but this gives me soft glam vibes.
Yeah, it gives me clam vibes too.
Soft clam.
Soft glam.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got that black that they always put in it as
well. Stop putting black in a fucking eyeshadow palette.
I know. But, you know, we'll see when we hear more. All right. From L'Oreal, they're releasing... I think they're trying to compete with Maybelline, even though they're not really competing. They're both owned by L'Oreal, if you didn't know that. But you know how Maybelline has that lemonade palette?
Yeah.
It's like L'Oreal are bringing out a Paradise Enchanted eyeshadow palette and blushes. Now, there's 4 blushes, 1 eyeshadow palette. It's a very kind of soft... nude, rosy sort of palette. And then there's like pretty much peachy blushes. This is rumored to have a fruity scent and to be coming out, I think, in May. Yeah, it's coming out sometime in May. So the 4 blushes, the eyeshadow palette, fruity scent, we'll see.
Excellent. Ah, this has been going on for years and years and years.
Yeah.
MAC is finally releasing a collection with Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Now, anyone who doesn't know Aaliyah, she is a musician, or she was a musician. Yeah. She passed away.
Actress as well.
Yes,
don't forget,
she was.
Don't
she
forget
was in
that
Romeo movie. Must Die, wasn't she?
No, it was Something of the Damned.
Oh, okay. So she was in a few movies, Queen of the Damned, like Kat mentioned, and... yeah, she was huge. She was famous and a lot of people were really upset when she passed away.
Yeah, so she died in a plane crash shortly after Queen of the Damned was filmed or I just remember there was a real buzz around it. Yep. But yeah, so the Mac have for months and months and months, or years and years.
Actually, I think 2015 is when I first noticed people were petitioning for a Mac collection, but it took them a long time to sort it out.
Yeah, and like, then they did show the sort of, not the logo, the design.
Yeah.
They showed like a burgundy with silver writing.
Yes, yeah.
And that was shown a while ago now, and now they're showing more about it.
Yes. So there's going to be a 9-pan eyeshadow palette in custom packaging.
So at the moment, they've only shown one lipstick and the eyeshadow palette with the packaging. They've also said that the packaging will likely change from country to country.
Oh, okay.
It is coming out, like, it's going to be a full collection, and it's coming out in June. But once again, they said to follow your local MAC kind of Instagram account for updates of if it's coming and when it's coming in your country. So they've only really given information about the US.
Mm-hmm.
So in the US, it's going to be available 20th of June online and 21st in stores. So yeah, what they've shown is just teasers for a full collection. So we'll find out more soon. But in a couple of months, people will be able to buy that. I know some people love the idea and are really keen, and other people are like, stop milking dead celebrities' like names. But once again, they can use her name because her estate approved it. So if the estate didn't want to do it, they wouldn't have done it. So, you know, you have to respect
the decisions. Yeah. We do have some more new products from MAC. We've got 4 of their new mineralized skin finishes, which are the highlighters. And then there are 7 new blushes.
Yeah, so this is cool, though, because MAC have brought out highlighters recently, but they've been the newer formula.
The Extra Dimension.
Extra Dimension skin finishes. But they were always, before highlighters were a trend, mineralized skin finishes were like on the market and beautiful. Soft and Gentle was like a cult classic for years and years and years. So it's nice to see them release more, because the only ones I've seen in the last few years are like limited edition ones that have sort of popped up in collections or returned in collections, but they haven't added to the permanent range in a very long time. So it's very nice to see that they're bringing out 4 new ones. There is sort of like a white one, and they all have like split into 4. So normally they have like a marbled kind of effect with different colors through it, whereas this, they've split them into 4. They do this with eyeshadow palettes as well, the baked eyeshadows. But you can kind of, you know, if you want something a little bit darker, something a little bit cooler, you can kind of target the half or the quadrant that you're interested in. But there's one that's like an opalescent white. I think that's called Barely Dressed. There's one called Warm Aura, which I think is the nudie warm shade. There's Nuanced, which might be the pink one, and Perfectly Lit. I don't know if that's a bronzy kind of warm one. I don't know. But those are the names anyway, and that's a sort of rough description. Then there's going to be 7 blushes, and this ranges, like, there's pinks, there's peaches, there's nudes. So people really like the mineralized blushes as well, because they are nice, soft kind of formula. Doesn't deposit too much color. So, yeah, this is good to see that they've expanded on the range. But this is coming out, I think, in the US 12th of April. Not too sure when it's coming internationally. The photos that we've seen are all from people that work on counter in different countries. So they've just sort of been taking photos, I think, when they've been doing sort of training for it. So we've kind of haven't seen any like proper announcements yet.
We've got a new release from the Mecca Max line.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically a banana collection. They did have the banana pressed powder originally, and they've added some new items to the range. So there is a skin filter loose powder, a power tool bacon set brush, a banana break, banana bake blurring setting spray, and a banana beauty tutorial bag.
So the tutorial bag is the 3 new items in a limited edition pack for $50. So this is not including the first pressed powder. It's just the loose powder, the primer, and the brush mm-hmm. in a little set. So if you wanted that. One thing I find interesting is they call the pressed one B1 and the loose one B2.
Yeah, I like that. Cool. B1 and B2.
I'm actually dressed like bananas in pajamas.
Yeah.
So we were actually lucky enough to be sent the pack along with banana bake, banana chocolate walnut cake mix. I'll make that for next beauty news, Hayley. Don't you worry. I'll make them in these little cute cups. So thank you, Mecca, for that. But that is the loose powder. So it just looks like this. The blurring setting spray is actually quite a small little product. Like compared to my head, it's quite small. But that'd be nice for like a handbag kind of size. But yeah, we'll see. But banana lollies, there's the brush there. So that's the size of the brush. And then we've got the original OG powder. So if you're aware of that, this is like just a loose sort of version. Does it smell like banana? No. It's actually not that yellow.
No.
Which is, I don't mind. That looks like it's probably a lot more natural than the bright, bright yellow.
Milani Cosmetics has released the Hypnotic Lights. These are duochrome eye toppers with a shimmering finish. So these just look very similar to the Stila Magnificent Metals.
Looks like they've kind of copied the shades as well.
Yeah, pretty much. So there's 5 shades, $10.99 each. You've got Starlight, which is duochrome opal with lavender and pink. Lustrelight, duochrome rose gold with champagne. Luminous Light is a pink with pink and gold reflect. Beaming Light is lavender with periwinkle. And Prismatic Light is a peacock with purple reflect. These are available April 23rd on their website and in stores May. We've got something new from Morphe here. These are the High Impact Highlighters, 6 shades. It's not very exciting, $14 each. The shades are Boom, Spark, and Mirage. Then we've got Stardust, Lit, and Extra.
Yeah.
These will be available April 26th on their website and in stores.
Awesome. We've also got an update. We talked about how Laura Lee was showing something and we thought it was going to be a favourites brush set. It is. So this is the Ride or Die Morphe Babe Knows How to Pick a Brush. 11 of them, in fact. So Laura Lee, is here to give you her favourite brush collection, including one brand new brush developed just for her. So launching today.
Mm-hmm.
So 9th. If it's the 8th for you right now, you can get it tomorrow. All right, something new from Sleek that has been sneak peeked. They're bringing out a new highlighting palette, so it's dropping soon. This is all we've got about it right now. If there's any updates, I'll put them on the screen. But this is most likely going to be in the same format as their Solstice palette or their Cleopatra's Kiss palette. So if you really liked those, there's a new one coming out.
I wonder if they're going to call it Copper Plate.
Well, it would make sense. I wonder if it's got a teal in there. Then we've also got an update on Smashbox and Vlada. So we did see some drops a little while ago that were sneak peeked. So this is Petal Metal. So that's the collection. That's sort of the theme. We've seen the Petal Metal Summer Drops. So that's what we saw previously. There's also a Photo Finish Petal Metal Primer. So I'm guessing it's got a, you know, illumination thing going on. And then there's one of those eyeshadow palettes. What were these called?
Cover shots,
that's right. So this looks like it's, once again, going to be primarily metallic, kind of rosy coloured. There's a couple of mattes in there. So that's what the collection looks like so far. All right, we've got an update on Stila Cosmetics. We did see the one brand new shade of the Heaven's Hue highlighter, which was the white one. We saw that sneak peeked a little while ago. But now we can see that there's actually going to be 3 of them. So there's Magnificence, which is a peach flush. There's Brilliance, which is a golden candlelight glow. And Opulence, which is a sheer white pearl. So that will be coming soon. All right, the last thing, this is just a sneak peek. We don't have any updates as of yet. If we do, we'll update you next week. Wendy from Urban Decay, who's like the founder of Urban Decay, she showed this photo and she said, "The only thing I need when I'm on the run hashtag sneak peek, hashtag born to run. So people are assuming the thing that looks like a postcard would actually be some
palette.
Form of palette, whether it's a face palette. She's got a face palette in there and the lip product, so people are assuming it's an eyeshadow palette, but we will keep you updated on that.
We've got a couple of little updates. One, the Gold Rush blush from Benefit is available in Australia now, so if you had your eye on that, you can go and get it. It's very pretty.
It's scented as well.
It smells like a... kind of like sunscreen and flowers.
Okay, so it's saying it's citrus, vanilla and sandalwood. I don't get it. I don't get it. But if you want like a nice pink blush with gold flecks in it, then, you know, then you can get it. They also gave us some weird accessories. Suits you, Hayley. Oh shit.
So anyway, if you want the Gold Rush blush, it is available now, so you can go get that from Benefit.
Thank you, Benefit, for sending that over. All right, if you're also interested in this Sugar Pill little twin stars pack, we were actually sent this. I'm going to assume it was from berserk.com.au, which is a site that is a official stockist of Sugar Pill. They're an Australian site. So if you did want to check this stuff out, it is currently available on their website. And they do have free shipping options over certain prices, depending on where you live.
And they do actually ship globally as well.
Yeah, they do. But so if you did want to get this pack and it was you missed out, or you wanted to buy it from Australian stockist, you can check it out. I'm wearing this one. I'm going to say it's a little bit flaky. But yeah, these are beautiful otherwise. So thank you to, I'm assuming, Berserk for sending this over to us. There was no note, so someone could have actually just bought it and sent it to us. Or maybe accidentally sent it to us. Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
It was a very pleasant surprise. Very cool.
Yeah. But if you aren't familiar with berserk.com.au, they do a bunch of really cool brands.
Yeah.
Not just makeup brands. They do clothing as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, they sell a bunch of cool stuff, so check them out if you wanted to buy some Sugar Pill. And some of their permanent, they've got permanent shades and stuff as well.
All right, guys, so that's it for us today on Beauty News. We will be back on Friday with another episode and back on Wednesday.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out the giveaway.
Yes.
We need to organise that before we forget.
We do.
We will. All right, see you guys. Have a great 2 days until we see you.
Yeah, that.
Bye.
Bye.